Now, I know that when it comes to public transportation of face masks, a judge's ruling and intended appeal by the federal government, it's made things quite confusing, but this is how it works now. Don't blink, but this is how it works now. Give you a little timeline here. Governor Phil Murphy on April 19th tweeted that the TSA announced that it'll no longer enforce a mask mandate in public transportation settings. Masks will no longer be required on NJ Transit and by South Jersey Transportation Authority. Individuals may wear a mask based on personal preference, informed by personal level of risk. Mask requirements, it's mixed for Port Authority properties. Mandate remains in effect for New York, but not New Jersey. So I guess if you're going through the Lincoln Tunnel, you have to look for that line on the wall that separates, tells you when you're leaving New Jersey for that split second entering New York. Well, just a thought. The way they get so threading of a needle with this, you might just be safe, have to. Anyway, masks are mandated by at the Port Authority Bus Terminal, George Washington Bridge Bus Station, and PATH trains, but they are not at Newark Liberty International Airport, as well as Teterboro Airport. The end of the mandate comes after a federal judge down in Florida struck down the mask requirements on airplanes, trains, buses, other public transportation. That was April 18th, less than a week after the CDC had extended the mandate through May 3rd. Four largest airlines, United, Delta, Southwest, American, said they were dropping their mask requirements. JetBlue, Alaska, Spirit, Frontier did as well. It was Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel who dumped the mandate nationwide on several grounds, including that the agency had exceeded its legal authority under the Public Health Services Act of 1944. Ruling applied to airports, train stations, other mass transportation hubs. In her ruling, Judge Mazel adopted what some say was a narrow interpretation of the authority Congress granted to the CDC to issue rules aimed at preventing the interstate spread of communicable diseases. In the ruling, the judge wrote that this power was limited to things like cleaning property, not requiring people to take steps regarding personal hygiene. Turning to the ruling again, she wrote, if Congress intended this definition, the power bestowed on the CDC would be breathtaking, and it certainly would not be limited to modest measures of sanitation like masks. Now, on the flip side, there are some who are concerned that this sets a dangerous precedent where judge shopping, for example, can allow politicians or advocates to, well, pretty much take over public health policies. Got the airlines and passengers, they were happy about this policy because they think the end of it will end the hostile confrontations over face mask policies. Yeah, I guess again, there are going to be people who will still find a reason to be an obnoxious idiot. I mean, you don't think that if someone chooses voluntarily to wear a face mask, comes on the plane, that some devout anti-masker won't get in their face? Especially one of those people who seem destined and determined to have a dozen scotch and waters before they get on the plane. This made me think back not too long ago. The Weather Channel's Jackie Jarrett posted a photo on Facebook of herself in a flight heading to where she would be reporting on whatever the latest heavy-duty storm was going to be, and she was wearing a face mask in the photo. Comments section of that post was quickly, and I mean quickly, overtaken by anti-maskers. They were claiming that face masks on plane were voluntary, which I was wrong. She'd need to wear one. Then all the political junk got thrown in by these people, all from Jackie simply trying to promote the on-location weather reporting that she was about to do. And that set them all off. A little FYI for you, too. Since January of last year, the FAA has collected over 7,100 instances of disruptive passengers on flights, which if that's something you get charged with, you might as well just sell your house because, well, that just might pay the fines that you're going to face.